Hey guys, property search, think Gladfish. I'm Brett Legerwood and this is Property Rant. So today what I want to talk about, what happens if a tenant wrecks the place? What's the actual process, procedures? And I'm not going to go into the minute detail. The bottom line is, this is where having a really good agent really comes into its own. You know, number one, are all their docs in order? Because if you're going to have to go and take this to court, then the reality is that judge is going to look at the documents, and if any of them's out of order, he may throw it out of court. Okay, so up front, you need things done properly. All right, now if they haven't been done properly, then you can present, you know, you can be in a world of hurt. But what we're going to try and do is, and this is the key, when something goes wrong, deal with it straight away. And you've got to look at, are they still in the property? How quickly can you get those people out? All right, because you don't want them in. And don't, you know, if they say they're going to come around, they're going to fix it up and do all that, you'll hear all sorts of promises to delay. Yeah, and to basically, even more, to blame other people. You know, so you really, this is where it comes down to management. This is where to get on top and stay on top. The trick is to get the property back into a lettable position, get that tenant out so you can get back into earning income again. Yeah, if you've got some insurance, and obviously, you know, a lot of companies offer insurance, so if this does happen, they will cover you. And, you know, that's certainly recommended. You know, it's not an absolute necessity, but you know, if you need that and you know you're concerned about it, then just get that insurance. Okay, so the key here is getting on top of things and really managing them, because you know, months, weeks can go by really, really quickly with every excuse from the tenant, you know, who did something. And look, if you get these really belligerent tenants that they won't move out, they've damaged the place, they're blaming you, they're, you know, saying all these sort of things, they're making accusations, you know, that's where really you have to get the legal services involved and actually, you know, evict them. And, you know, and you've got your various sections that you can get rid of them by, but you've got to use the law that's there, because when you go in front of a judge, you have to have, you know, your I's dotted and your T's crossed, all right? And if you don't, then the likelihood is that tenant's going to enjoy free rent for even longer. So you just don't want that. So the key is, pick the agent right and make sure they're competent. You know, make sure their docs are up to date. You know, and ask that question before you go with them. You know, when was the last time your docs were updated? How do you update your docs? Are you an ALA qualified agent, or whatever the local regulatory or, you know, oversight body there is in the actual country you're in? Because when you start to look at those sort of things, those things add up. And they don't add up when you first take the thing, they add up after things, something happens. And when something's happened, that's when you want to know that actually everything's all right. If you didn't ask the question up front, then you can be left in a world of hurt, and you don't want that at all. Okay guys, have a great day. Live with passion.